Let us go to sports right now. And ladies and gentlemen, we have a major announcement to make. Finally, we get a champion in one of the sports. Good morning, Mike.
Good morning.
Let's hear it for the National Hockey League.
Yeah, Tampa Bay won last night. Kind of figured they would. Totally dominated the game. 1-2-0 over Dallas. And they win a championship. I watched the whole thing. I watched the cup ceremony and everything. Very, very weird. I mean, the guys, you know how they skate the cup after they win? They just basically did like a little semicircle and gave it up again. No people there. I mean, the team was elated and everything, but part of the Stanley Cup ceremony is the fan involvement in it, especially if it's a home win. And it just wasn't there yesterday. So good thing the governor in Tampa has lifted all the bans, and they should have a pretty nice parade down in Tampa this week.
All right. I'll tell you what. I just – Kansas City and football, that quarterback – if he stays healthy, he's going to rewrite a lot of records.
I guess you'll see what happens. I won't. I didn't watch 1 second of the game. The only way I know I lost this morning is when I put on my ESPN app and I seen that Kansas City won 34-20, and they say that he had 5 touchdowns.
Well, also, it happened against the number one defense in the league. The kid is amazing. He really is.
Well, that's good, too, because if there's one guy I'd like to see get beat, there's a few guys I'd like to see get beat in the NFL, but one's Lamar Jackson, so I'm glad he got spanked last night.
He did. Boy, did he get spanked. But, I mean, the game was over in the first half. What was it, 27-3 or something like that. It was just
that was the halftime score.
Something like that. It was obvious and by the way, they could have put more points on the board. They didn't.
Too bad. They should have ran it up.
Yeah. Well, in the old NFL, they would have run it up. They did. There was no mercy in the old NFL. You got behind and you had your foot on the gas pedal the whole game long. Not anymore, though. They just don't. So those are the two stories there. How many games are we into the? Oh, you don't know. How many games are we into the NFL season?
3 weeks.
All right. Now, how well is Bill Belichick's team doing? The New England Patriots.
They have 2 or 3 wins, probably.
Yeah, they're 2-1, playing really good. Their new quarterback was asked if you...
What's he shooting his mouth already?
Well, it's not really shooting his mouth, but it's still not the right thing to say. He was questioned at a press conference if he's moving his family to the Boston area. His response, instead of saying, well, this all happened so quickly, no, not this year, well, you know, let me play the year. You know, there was a million ways he could have put it, okay? He said, this is a business trip for me. This is a business trip for me. I mean, he could have.
Well, that's his way of saying he's not moving his family to Boston there.
But
that's
still,
all that is.
But
he's a punk.
Yeah,
that's why I call him Fig Newton.
All I'm
he's
saying
nuts.
Is there's a lot better way to phrase things.
Well, Newton's not one guy you can see when you look up the definition of class. You're going to see his face on the.
That's for sure. Just wait till he starts going bad, and he will have his bad streak. Just wait till that happens. Now
it's going to be like Christians thrown to the lion.
I mean, they're going to be unmerciful.
Rightfully so.
Yeah, they're going to be unmerciful.
I mean, when you open up your mouth and you open it up the wrong way, be prepared for what's coming back when the sun's not shining on you anymore.
There's not one fan who would have said, well, you know, my family's all settled in, we'll see how this year goes. There's not one fan that would have held that against him. But now if he plays bad or does something wrong, especially after they're used to Tom Brady for the past 500 years,
can't wait for that day.
They're going to be unmerciful. Unmerciful.
Yep.
All right.
Speaking of unmerciful, what happened to that golfer that 7-putted a 7-foot shot?
I'd missed that. Where did that happen?
What was the U.S. Open this weekend or something? It was some open. I saw where he seven putted the green. He was 7 foot away from the cup in his initial putt, and he seven putted the green or six putted the green. That's pretty hard to do. Was he doing it with his eyes closed?
Okay, he actually had 6 putts from 4 feet.
There you go. Even better.
Okay, who is this now? Danny Lee. It was the 18th, the last green in the third round. And he was in a solid position.
Not after that, he wasn't.
He could have had an up and down par for 75, but he wound up with an 81.
There you go.
4 feet away. 4 feet away.
Can't blame the crowd for that one.
No, you can't. No, you can't. My goodness. That sounds like something, you know, when I used to golf, I haven't golfed in years. When I used to golf and I'd have a good round, to me, I was a 13 handicap when I golfed, which is okay. Not great, but, you know, you can basically play with anybody. But there would be some rounds where I'm playing par golf, okay? Par golf. And I come to a hole and something like that would always happen to me.
Let me tell you something. I stink. I'm awful. But if I'm 4 feet away from the cup, 2 is the worst I'm going to do.
I was going to say that's exactly right. 2 is exactly right.
Not 6.
That's just amazing. That's just amazing. So thank you for bringing that to my attention because it makes
Hey, some more amazing things.
Yeah.
Remember how we spoke yesterday how the Yankees played 7 o'clock tonight?
Yeah.
Well, tomorrow there's 8 games. Oakland plays at noon again, their time. Chicago plays at noon again their time. Minneapolis plays at noon again their time. The Yankees, 7 o'clock.
Amazing.
Unbelievable. I hope, well, you know I hope anyway.
Yeah.
I hope the Yankees get thrashed 2 days in a row at 7 o'clock. So this way the whole nation can see it for putting them there. That's absolutely wrong.
Yeah.
Totally wrong. The West Coast games should be the later games. The East Coast games should be the earlier games.
Absolutely.
And they're going to say, well, there's no people there. Well, people watch it on TV.
That's exactly
and
right.
If you're working, you can't watch your game at noon.
As a matter of fact, if ever there was a year to do this, it's this year because people can't go to the games. So,
exactly.
So give
the fans an opportunity to watch their team play.
Your TV.
I mean, the Braves, the Twins, the Cubs, the A's, the White Sox, Miami, Houston, Cincinnati, all 8 of those teams' fan base has very little chance to watch their team play today.
It's crazy.
And the games are on 1, 2, 3, 4 networks.
Yeah.
4 networks are carrying the games. So you can't say anything about overlapping. If you're a fan of the team, you're going to watch your team. When a commercial comes on, you'll flip and watch whatever other games being played. So you don't need these staggered starts. It's all a bunch of baloney. But here you go with Major League Baseball just sticking it to the fans again, even when they're not sitting in the seats. Bad stuff.
Yep.
Absolutely horrible.
I think you're right. I think you're right there. All right. We'll check with you tomorrow.
Have a great day, guys.
Take care, Mike. Mike Kosky with a check on sports this morning here on The Breakfast Club on Robinhood Radio.